I gotta tell you, I was doing this forgiveness thing backward. If I chose to forgive, then I'm letting them off the hook. Or I could refuse to forgive them and make them suffer. Boy, oh boy, was I upside down on this one. I felt betrayed, and now I have the retaliating upper hand. She doesn't deserve my forgiveness. Besides, I could never forgive her.
I know that's right.
Come here a second. Sit with me and let's look at this critter we call forgiveness. Now, we've all been wronged. You may be carrying some deep scars from maybe being abandoned by your dad or abused by a stranger or betrayed by a relative. Perhaps you're carrying crust that's so deep and so thick that you can't even remember where it started. Some of you are even harboring resentment right now towards your partner. Listen, forgiveness is not about the other guy deserving it. It's about you not deserving the toxic grudge that's slowly eating you from the inside out. Flip it. Wrap your mind around this. You and I were forgiven. That's why we have life. Life through grace. One of the noblest and high road choices you will make in your lifetime is the choice to forgive. It's a choice of integrity that will give grace to your offender while it's giving love and patience and respect and freedom back to yourself. I tell you, this is truly one of life's win-win choices. I got a 1-2-3 punch for you here, and this is going to set you free from the oppression of your own animosity. Here we go. Number one, I forgive you. Now, I don't have to like what you did or even agree with what you did. I simply give you the grace to make your own moves and choices in life without my judgment or critique. You're going to learn and grow at your own pace. Number two, I release you. I choose to let go. I shed the weight of this impediment, and I hereby cast off this burdensome resentment. Whoosh, gone. Number three, I bless you. Now, this might be the most empowering part of this process. I ask God to bless your life. I will not flick you away like a gnat and wash my hands of you. No. Instead, I choose to pray for your healing, your renewal, your restoration. My friend, I'm aware that some of you are carrying some deep wounds. I get that. And I do not expect you to master forgiveness overnight. But I do ask you to keep a willingness to move toward forgiveness. I want your completeness, your full-blown joy. And it's waiting for you, just on the other side, your choice to unshackle yourself from this burden. I promise. Hey, this is Rob, and this is love and encouragement for my family and yours.